From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. A declassified report by the U.S. intelligence community says Russian President Vladimir Putin set out to undermine the 2016 U.S. election, eventually deciding to help the chances of President-elect Donald Trump. Mr. Trump was briefed Friday by intelligence officials. He did not endorse their view. The airport in the southeastern U.S. state of Florida, where a lone gunman killed five people, has reopened. Workers at the Fort Lauderdale Airport worked overnight to have the facility operational by Saturday morning, but passengers have been told to check with airlines about their flights. The busy airport had been closed since Friday afternoon when a man opened fire at the baggage claim, killing five people, wounding eight more before being detained. Rick Scott is Florida's governor.
My heart goes out to every family impacted. The families that lost their loved ones and the family and the individuals that have loved ones still in a hospital fighting for their life. You can't imagine how this could happen to any family anywhere in the world, but clearly we don't ever want this to happen in our great state.
Law enforcement officials holding the suspect say he is 26-year-old Esteban Santiago of Alaska, who arrived at the airport Friday on a flight from Anchorage, the main city. Santiago is reported to be a former National Guard member serving in Puerto Rico. Last year, he voluntarily checked into a hospital for mental health evaluations. He is reported to have said he was hearing imaginary voices, some of them telling him to join the terrorist Islamic State. Santiago spent 10 months in Iraq in 2010 and 2011. This is VOA News.